Free wisdom.
Yeah, you know what the fuck going on.
Welcome back to the Free Wisdom Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Latif Wisdom.
I'm your co-host, Malcolm Voltaire of Jesus Was Black.
And we got a spectacular guest, an amazing guest, an immaculate guest.
His we bringing up nobody but the number one rapper in the world. He done traveled all over the world. He came back just to give you some game.
Yeah.
We're going to give a round of applause to KO, man.
KO. ATATF.
That was a hard intro.
Well deserved, man. Tell the people about yourself. Introduce yourself a little bit.
I am K.O. A lot of people know me from ATATF. Born and raised Atlanta native, last of the Mohicans.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm here in the flesh.
Okay. Here we are, man. So we're going to jump straight in, you know. You know, I have my own questions from the years of of knowing you and also knowing ATATF. But before we jump to that, we're going to go to young KO. Like, where you from? Where were you born? What was you doing, you know, elementary through middle through high school?
Young KO, a.k.a. Cordell.
Yeah.
the government name. Like I said, born and raised in Atlanta, Atlanta native. Came up around really what people consider culture right now is relatively our lifestyle. Been attached to it since birth. Came through the music industry. Segued that into, you know, a community, built a spectacular community, if I may add. But I mean, that question is so broad. I can be here forever, man. Like, we all want to pinpoint that.
I want you to start from the beginning. You talking about Cordell?
Yeah. You want KO?
Let's talk about Cordell.
We need to know how Cordell got to KO.
Yes,
man. So Cordell got to KO literally playing basketball. Man, I got that nickname, Hoover. Man, I used to be one of those fancy dribbling ass people, man. So adopted that name, you know, and it was pretty well at dribbling, but you know, and also pretty good at hooping as well. Yeah. If I need to hoop today, I'm gonna hoop. That shit like riding a bike, you can't forget to hoop.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Like I said, going into KO realm, I picked that up hooping. Started rapping like a lot of us did, and that's because of the things we looked at via TV, whether it be an athlete or a musician.
You was rapping?
I was a rapper, bro. I think I was pretty good.
Was it KO?
Yeah, it was still KO. Yeah.
Okay.
Used to be a part of a group, man, called the Embassy Music Board. Contained of me, Manolo Prado, his younger brother Big A, and dude named Baby Doe, man, from Jamaica. Shout out to all them guys. That's family. Like, we've been on each other since middle school, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
and did they all pivot to fashion too? Like a little.
The thing is, like, once again, it's like this subculture of what is being divided into right now, man. Like, this shit is just this lifestyle.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
this is lifestyle.
Music aligns with the fashion, just like the sports align with all that. That's all universal languages to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So,
Facts.
In reality, what we did was we just adapted. You know, we adapted with the time. So, you know, like I say, even within the music space we were in, like, we were featuring XXL on video games and all that. So I think we were pretty well at that. We just, you know, kind of slowly, you know, pivoted ways. And like I said, to this day, we still all like family, bro. Like I said, we all go back to like literally sixth, fifth grade. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's family, that's love. And like I said, that's a part of, you know, what kind of got me here as well.
So was playing, because I played basketball too in high school, and I know, for me, that was like my gateway into sneaker culture. Can you talk about that a little bit? Like, what do you remember as your like defining moment into the sneaker game at an early age?
Man, it was Mike though, for sure. It was Michael, but as far as like the cool factor of, damn, I want to be just like this dude.
Yeah,
it was AI. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. AI. Like, you could see him off the court while he's on the court. MJ is like, oh, he a savage on the court.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to this day, you can see AI walking around and he got a glow on him. You don't see that glow on Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan's fine on the court. That's just what it is.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Not to
take nothing from him. He a legend, but it's like,
AI got a certain aura.
I resonated with AI. You know what I'm saying? Man. And also, once again, AI was rapping too with the crew thing. So I was like, oh, this nigga hard. You know what I'm saying? He cool. You know what I'm saying? He brought a certain swagger to the game. And I mean, like, man, his DNA is, like I said, it's a part of, you know, everything you see out here being monetized right now.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, AI wore that culture on his sleeve.
Him, another squad was the Clippers. It was Darius Miles, Clint Richardson. Elton Brand, like, I mean, anything that looked like some rap shit to me while they were doing their profession.
Exactly.
I resonated with that. And I love it to this day, because, like, mind you, I can dress how I dress and go into a corporate boardroom. And I feel like, oh, this is like AI showing up to the game in baggy clothes. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm here to do what I do. You can't take that from me. I'll have to look a certain way.
I feel you.
Yeah, did. And when you were in high school with some of the dudes you play ball with and work with today,
I ain't play ball for the. I'm not gonna speak on that story. I ain't play ball for the school. Mm-hmm. I was just like
in the neighborhood.
I could bust some of the dudes that play on the team. And that's
did
just
y'all
what
have
was.
Like a crew, like, you know, when y'all was coming up, you had a crew or something, like collecting shoes or like stylish. At least like, yo, we on this when the rest of the school was on this.
Well, not. Well, I mean, even in the basketball world, like that and 1 stuff. Like, funny story. Like, we used to hoop hot sauce before he like became hot sauce. Like, we used to, but we used to try to win. It's like, bro, you want to be out here dribbling? Mind you, I was a dribbling ass dude, but it's also like, hey, I'm trying to win too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
So, I mean, as far as crew collector, man, really, like I said, that it was literally the whole school, man. Like, everybody was on that. You know, that was a perfect time, and just where, you know, urban culture was kind of segueing into, you know, pop culture. And like I said, you know, we used to, man, Doc, Jordan's, AI, Deion Sanders, Bo Jackson, like, that's just what it was. You know what I'm saying? Taking out sheets of paper from the magazine, putting it on your wall, like, I came from that.
That East Bay, East Bay era,
100%. Bringing it to school, and then hold it for a couple periods. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, I'm gonna need that back. Like, from that, for real.
Yeah. So, and that here we are. So at this moment, you in high school now. This is like high school Cordell, right? And then what is the transition?
I was KO in high school.
Well, you was rapping in high school too?
Yeah, and no, but not like I didn't start taking like the rap stuff seriously until like. Man, it was like right after high school. You know what I'm saying?
So like, that was like, was that your next hoop dream? Did you have hoop dreams like that? Was it like that?
Nah, man. I was like, oh, this is fun. It's something fun to do. Yeah. And also at the time, the way we were doing it, mind you, like that fancy, flashy stuff wasn't looked at like that. It was like, yeah, well, that ain't no real basketball. So it was like, but I used to hear that like from my uncle. My uncle actually like coached in South Carolina, won him a state championship and all that. And he used to be like, man, all that fancy, and I was like, damn, okay, all right, cool. But you know, I ain't like let it take anything away from you, but still, it's like, this is just the flashiness that we coming up with.
I see what you're saying.
But you know, I just, as far as the dreams, I mean, the dreams was really, I think it was just, I don't even think those were dreams, bro. It's just, we knew something was there.
Yeah,
we didn't know what it was. You know what I'm saying?
Really, so, just living, tapping into that.
Exactly. That lifestyle shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't know. Like, I wasn't like, oh, I want to be a hooper. I want to be this or that. I mean, I did all of that because it's like it came to us naturally.
Yeah, so I really want to know this question, bro. What was the first sneakers that you bought for yourself?
I mean, I blew my paycheck on a pair of True Blue 3s. I mean, I blew the whole paycheck.
That's back when there was 1 6. How much were they?
I don't even remember how much they were. I just remember comfortably going to blow the whole paycheck.
160 sound about right.
I wore with a Darius Miles jersey, and I got a photo. I'll send y'all the photo. I took the photo with, you know, when they used to have the mall pictures and stuff. I remember like it was a pair of True Blue 3s.
Nice.
That I still classics. Myself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
real. Yeah, same. Like, what was your first pair, Mark?
I have to say the 10s, the classic 10s, the black, silver, and the white, silver, and black ones. Like, I bought them hoes, and then I balled in the motherfuckers.
Yeah, for sure.
I balled in the motherfuckers. Like, I tore them up. And then I realized, damn, these Jordans ain't meant for basketball, really. Not no more. That was like 07, something like that, like 06.
Yeah.
I was a kid. I bought them in Miami. But I balled in them motherfuckers. Yeah. That shit was, I thought I was Jordan for a second, but I wasn't. Because I realized, damn, that's when I realized quality. I'm like, I know they making his shit completely different from what they were.
Nah, I remember Hall was rotating them every quarter. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, real, that's too.
Like, he was barely playing them in a pair.
He wasn't even breaking them in.
Yeah. He was swapping them out.
It's crazy to think, to try to reminisce on my first pair out of pocket, because I'm going to think it was a Fusion era. So I'm thinking I bought a pair of Fusion 3s. Mm-hmm. What colorway was that, though?
I think it was black cement. They had a black cement, white cement pair. If it's the Fusion 3s.
Mm-hmm. It was one of them. It's either that or I bought the Altitude 13s.
Yeah.
Or, it's been a lot. But that makes me go back to, and into ATATF, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
that era right there, the early times, 2010.
Yeah,
that is what birthed a lot of entrepreneurs. You know,
yeah,
it birthed a lot of people's, like kids that used to, "Mom, can I get $10?"
Even that hunger for some sneakers, you know? Though. Yeah.
Yeah, and then when you ask your mom for that, and you're like, you get that first taste of, whatever paycheck I make, I'm gonna buy this shoe, and then you're like, "Oh, I can sell this shoe." And then you get to this mode of like, okay, now I can buy those two shoes, sell them for that price.
Right.
You know, and then start getting to trade. All these different things teaches you, like, how to monetize your own money, to also, you know, how to even
talk harder. To people. So, yeah. The social aspect.
Socialize. Mm-hmm. Travel. Travel to Atlanta. Meet me at the Cumberland Mall. You live in Stone Mountain. You're meeting somebody for a trade at Cumberland.
Yeah.
You stretching your horizons out in Atlanta.
100%.
So, yeah, that's when I'm thinking my first year, I think of all that, because that was where I was at, you know, like traveling through that. And then I was buying shoes so much and trading them that I had every shoe.
Correct.
So
correct,
people
correct.
Were like, "Yo, Latif, where you getting these?" I'm just like, "Yo, it's different every day." But it's all used shoes. It's all recycled, traded. You know, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wanted to pivot there, you know, because that is a big pivot. I still want to learn a little more about before you even got to ATATF. Yeah. Like, what's the mindset? Like, what birthed creating that platform?
Yeah, what took it from you living your lifestyle to, like, you basically, what he's saying, entrepreneur?
Well, I think anybody you speak to in the business world, you know, when you step into a business space or really an idea that you have, it's, okay, where does this idea fit in the world? You know what I mean? Like, what solution is this? You know what I'm saying? And, like I said, at the time, like how Latif was saying, you get to travel Atlanta and whatnot. Before we created that platform, people were utilizing Craigslist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Craigslist became a real spooky place where people literally can make a Google number, put that Google number up on the post. You reach out. You don't know who you mean. You know what I'm saying? You can get set up, whatever. So have it. And what we did was, you know, that take that gray area, adopt it to within the groups. You know what I'm saying? Facebook groups weren't big like that at the time. But what we did with that was we cultivated a community, you know, and that really snowballed into what we have today. So. Man, really, it was a solution-based move, you know. And in reality, anything that I do, I like to kind of make sure that it has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, no matter where the game is right now within the sneaker space, I still think that brand and community will always hold a purpose, a valuable purpose at that, because it's not just sneakers. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, it was a solution to kind of like that Craigslist stuff that was going on. And mind you, it wasn't did we bat 100% at scamming and stuff like that? No, that's just not how the world works. But it was still a space to where if that did happen, it's like you can actually pinpoint to, like, okay, this person is behind this account.
Yeah.
And the way you got to set up a Facebook account, your information is still there. Your IP is there. Yeah. You don't have that on Craigslist.
And it's almost like some accountability, too, because, like, the community knows that you a fucked up nigga.
Yeah. Work it around real fast.
People would try to meet you with, like, some real – they tell you, oh, these are maybe, like, 8 out of 10, like when it comes to the quality of the shoe, condition.
Correct.
And you meet them and it's like a 6. So it's
totally
like
different.
And it's the insole is out. They've been new shoe strings in there, and they sent you an old picture.
Yeah.
And it's like you could be like, "I'm good, bro.
It's
I don't
tough,
care
bro.
That I met you all over here. I'm good because I got to see that." And then you know that account. You know, like, yo, correct. He be doing some shiesty for no reason.
Oh, now we getting that person up out of there, though. That's the thing. It's like, okay, you got through one time. Now you done.
Exactly.
So it's okay, we filter them out next. You know what I'm saying? Who's up next for that? But, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, the world isn't 100% perfect. So,
was this, let me ask you, because you remember Nike Talk.
Yeah.
So when did ATATF?
No, I think Nike Talk was on
in
the
comparison.
Back end of,
okay,
like the Nike Talk ISS days. I think like that back end.
That's when y'all.
Yeah, that's when we came through. Like his.
That was like perfect timing too.
Man, and that's Hey, look, I can't sit here and tell you like, hey, we literally locked in on that timing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a bigger purpose than all us here. That
no,
one, that none of us.
I mean, for those who don't know, with Nike Talk, that was a forum where all the sneakerheads were before it was cool to be a sneakerhead.
Yep. Like,
that's what everybody was that was hustling, like really collecting from the 90s.
Correct.
And all of, like, that's where they that's where they found out the new releases, all of that
new
shit
releases.
Before Nike was making it accessible or blogs were really making all the blogs would get the information from Nike Talk.
Yep, 100%.
Like, yeah.
Researching sneakers is like researching hip hop, going back to Illmatic, to Ready to Die, to Reasonable Doubt. Like, you had to do these type of study sessions with hip hop and to evolve. And same thing with Jordan, you had to go back and like, and other shoes, not just the Jordans. Like, it's so many, like you said, it's up tempos to so many different types of shoes.
Yeah.
And when you did that, it gave you like an affinity for the culture, like the design. It was giving, subconsciously showing you design. It was subconsciously showing you colorways, structures, shapes,
also
all types
showing,
of stuff.
Showing you the players' releases, like the players' sneakers. Oh, bro, that was it for me. Seeing Ray Allen shoes. Yeah. Ray Allen had a different shoe every goddamn game.
Like, yeah, like shit like that.
It's
was,
like that little shit.
But that's what you're seeing today, right now. Like, like all those colorways that you're seeing right now were original PE. So, like that black and gold 12 that came out last year, that was a Gary Payton PE. So, like,
They're just recycling all of that shit, for sure.
I mean, but you got to, just, you know, based off of how the trajectory of the culture.
Hey, bro, so you really a nerd, bro.
I mean, that's, yeah, I mean,
you really a nerd for the sneaker game, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes, but then I got this saying right now because of what the culture is right now. Like, right now, it's revenge of the nerds. Because, and I say that because in order to buy a pair of sneakers, you got to be super savvy in the tech. You got to have your bot. You got to, and things ain't nothing wrong with being a nerd. Let me say that as well.
I mean, shout out. I think of a nerd right now.
But you know, it got this.
It still got this connotation.
Vibe to it, you know what I mean? It's like, but I mean, it's funny, but it's like, hey, man, like the guy that was in the front of the bus is the guy that got all the sneakers now compared to the people
that
is back.
Facts.
And it's because he can buy all them joints. You know what I'm saying?
And they lock in.
It's crazy how the tables turn like that.
They turn fast as a motherfucker too, bro.
They turn fast, man. Because this reminded me of when, you know, they dropped the Bread 11, Space Jam 11s. Everybody got the pair of shoes on. Yeah. And that's how you knew, like, they don't know. Yeah. Like, that's how I differentiated schools. Like, I don't really know. Yeah. The sneaker game, because it's like, what, everybody has this on because it just dropped, but I'm wearing the ones that was from 89, or I'm wearing the Last Shot 14s or the Taxi 12s, like, and it just chill, let's relax. It's like, that's the, it's nerd, it's that nerd feeling. And then also waiting. When shit drop, you wait. You're like, I'm going to wait a little 2 weeks.
No, waiting in the lines.
Like, to wear the sneakers you just bought.
Everybody killing them.
Yeah, like, those feelings right there gave you, like, a sense of like self a little bit, like just to like differentiate yourself. I want to do it like this. It took you out of like the majority, which is like, it's positives and negatives to it, but it also gives you individuality.
Yeah, more positive than anything. But the negatives are like super, super key. Like, damn. You know, but
it's still vanity. It's still all of that type of shit.
Correct. I mean, I don't think I wouldn't have it no other way. It just is what it is. You gotta have that. It's gonna come just like electric cars. You're gonna or automated cars. You're gonna have those hiccups where a car might crash or something like that. That's life. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Yeah, I went to a tech event and I did realize like when you think of like what you said, the kid on the back of the bus versus the kid on the front is winning. Like, that kid is winning right now.
No, they killing
winning
it.
Winning is 100%.
They killing it.
He making the rules. He got the money. Bro. He like, it's different. And it's so cool to see the reflection. Because it's like, damn, some people you knew. You was like, no, I like what I like. I don't care if anybody tells me this is weird or nerdy or whatever. But, and some people got wrapped so much into like, no, I'm trying to be this right now.
Correct.
And then now we grow up and it's like, bro, like, it's cool to actually be a nerd about something and actually 100%. Engulf yourself and have consistency from an almost delusion for an idea, because look what some people are like growing at this age, at this point in life. So, yeah, that's a funny just scenario to watch as you grow older. It's like, it's real.
But that's also why you got to treat everybody the same, too.
Yeah.
You never know, like, where they may be in X amount of years. So I treat everybody.
Or where you might be. Man, my mama told my sister that shit one day. She was like, man, everybody need help. You know what I mean? Everybody need help, bro. Yeah. Even if you completely up, like, you never know. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you always, sometimes you forget how a motherfucker helped you in the past. 100%. And how it helped get you where you at right now. Like,
a wise man knows nothing at all, man. So,
man, I'll tell you this.
My
sister, like, used to, like, well, she's one of my investors, right? When we first started, and she invested, I was super indecisive, right? It's like, yo, I don't know if this is, like, the idea I had, didn't know if it was, like, a personal endeavor or something I want to structure as a full business. And that drives her crazy, like, which one are you going to do, right? And then we got to a place eventually, but later in life, I remember calling her, which I called her a few days ago. I'm like, yo, I'm in this situation and this perspective is indecisive and I'm sure and it's driving me crazy. And she just laughed and I'm like, what's funny? She's like, it's funny how life spins the block. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, damn, that shit is real. And it made me realize the lesson right there. I was like, oh, it ain't personal. You know what I'm saying? It's not. And like you said, everybody's going through something and it's not personal because you can't even control it when you're going through it at the time.
For sure.
You don't even know how to pinpoint it.
It's adapting, man. Like, how can you adapt? I think that's what make us us, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, even to go back to the group, like, there was one point in time, I remember in the group where, like, you had to wait 2 days to resell a shoe.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if we kept that group, that rule to this day. We lose literally half of the group because the culture right now, like, it's more sellers. Everybody's a seller.
Yeah.
So, like, if you can't adapt to anything, there's no longevity in anything. You know what I'm saying?
No, facts. You actually gave me some advice about that a while ago because that's a whole nother bag we haven't really tapped into with you in terms of marketing. But you gave me some crazy advice. You was like, man, whenever I put some shit out, if people don't react the way I want them to react, I'm not looking at the people. I'm looking at myself. Like, what didn't I do to get them to access whatever information I'm trying to bring to the world?
Yeah.
And that was like some of the best marketing and life advice I ever got, bro. So to this day, I want to say thank you for that, for real.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, and which ways do you look at yourself too in that?
Man, as far as what, like giving things, the product to people, or just the idea of how to go about it, or
more so like, let's say you dropping something, like it could be a art show, an event, a pair of sneakers, a raffle, and no one responds, and you're like, okay, what the fuck did I do wrong? Was it the timing? What? And then you reflect back to yourself, what are some of the things that you said I need to tighten up on, and whoever listening, here's some places you probably need to check before you say, oh, the people not fucking with me. You
know? I think it's more so about, like, did they understand how I, you know, worded the story that I want to get out? Because at the end of the day, when you're putting out stuff, it's all about how you're narrating an item to another person's mentality. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think timing is everything. How you approach it is everything. How you announcing is everything. I'm literally going through that situation right now. Literally for the past 4 weeks, like, I know I got two big things in my hand. And I'm like, all right, I'm ready to announce this ASAP, but it's like, okay, now I know this is happening. That may cover this up. But I just think everything is strategy. It comes back down to strategy, man. And if I do put out something, man, sometimes I really don't even care. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If I'm passionate about it and it's like, all right, cool, let me tell that one more time, but now a little bit louder. You know what I'm saying? So, like, once again, it's about adapting. Like, okay, cool. If I say, oh, this is dropping like this, and it's like, okay, it's a little slow. All right, let me say it this way. Or let me allow this person to say it and go from there. So I think, man, like I said, that's a broad question. Because at the end of the day, everything is about problem and solutions. Like, everything.
And it's conditional, too. Yeah, it's like, you never 100%. Know how you're going to move.
100%. But yeah, I think, like I said, for the most part, I think it's all about being, number one, realizing what you want to get, what you want to, like, let people know. You know what I'm saying? And from there, it's reverse engineering. I like to reverse engineer everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think that's the approach with me.
How was the, when you created ATATF, what was the day? Do you remember the moment and day that it hit and you're like, yo, people are using this platform? I'm getting emails. I'm getting notifications. One. Like, what was that? Well, how was that day?
I think it hit when, that's a good question. Because when I think about a pinpointed time, and it was moving so, like, the days were blurring amongst each other to where it became like, oh, we on the group. You know what I'm saying? We in the group.
You just locked in.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You just living.
Like how these niggas is a Twitter space.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, you locked in. So I think it really hit when, of course, you know, like, I think we might have did like Dunk Exchange.
All right.
And some everybody was coming up. And then it hit on some other shit to where, like, where it went on a worldwide scale is when Yachty paid homage. I didn't speak to him about that. Like, like, Joe straight up asked him, like, so, like, where you used to get your sneakers from? And he
said immediately.
Bro, like, instantly, like, no ego, no nothing. Like, hey, man, there used to be this group. I used to get all my shit from there. You know what I'm saying? And then he pulled out his pair, first pair that he got on the group. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was like, oh, damn, this is, like, affecting people in a long time.
That's cool.
From that perspective, and then also from a life perspective, too, when I saw, like, a couple get married and have kids, I was like, all right, yeah, we immortalized now.
Through the group.
Yeah, we immortalized now. Yeah, like, yeah. The you could pay to get a celebrity to shout you out, but yeah. You can't pay for that.
Nah, that's a village. You know what I'm saying? That's a village. That's different. Yeah,
bro. So like, they even call them the ATATL kids. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, all right, yeah, this is like immortalized now. We can't. We can really take this where we need to take it now. You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you this, man. Do you feel like you kind of created something that's just going to live forever, even beyond you? You know what I mean? Do you feel like that right now?
Yeah, because of where I want to scale it to. You know what I'm saying? Our next upcoming moves is to, like, solidify it in that space for it to be, you know. I mean, we're a community. You know what I'm saying? I think everything is a community. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Apple is a community. You know, you got people like, oh, you an iPod or Android. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. It's a community. Yeah. But, like, I think, once again, from where we're scaling to, and like I said, I think from a solution standpoint, I think the next moves that we do will definitely, you know, set us in stone for to be able to live well beyond just me being here in the physical.
Yeah. So, that's dope, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
You on your TMZ shit.
Yeah. Complex shit.
Complex. Yeah. Fuck complex, though, man. Beyond complex. Because I feel like you're going to pay a little more homage to the... Fuck TMZ, too, but I feel like you're going to pay more homage to the people, man.
Yeah, we talking about Viacom. We can go to Viacom, really.
But also, I just feel the authenticity. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're an authentic person. From the moment I met you, when I was just a nigga working at a pizza shop. You know what I mean? Like, from even when we didn't know each other, you know what I'm saying? I could just tell you're going to carry that even with whatever you create, whatever you bring in the world. You're going to want people to create and have their voice heard. Like.
Yeah, for sure. You said something super key there about just authenticity, man. I think, man, that shit lacking so much out here right now. And the thing is, it's lacking because it is amplified. Like, ain't nobody really saying, hey, man, it's okay to like whatever you kind of like. But you can also kind of like let them know, like, hey, this is the path to go to like what you want to like. You don't got to take this. Just follow the trend route because that ain't really what it is. You really just following you, and then when that person does decide to call somebody out, it gets a little sloppy. But nah, man, I appreciate you even saying that because man, I'm sitting back, I like watching too. Like I sit back, like there are days y'all might see me throw some shit on the IG story, man. That shit really ain't really be me. It's just me just throwing something out, like just letting them know I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm off that.
You know, but it's on my mind just sitting back, just watching things, man. And I think this goes back to our conversation earlier about just strategizing. Like, damn, where's the brand positioning going to go when I do get ready to like say, oh nah, hey, look at us like this now. You know what I'm saying? So that's just kind of like, man, I want it bad, bro. I want it so bad because I'm sitting back also watching what would be considered our contemporaries, and I'm like, man, they really ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? And I also sit back and study too. You know what I'm saying? You sit back and study a CEO at one of the biggest media empires out here, and you see them make a cap ass statement like, yeah, we control the culture and we start conversations. And I'm sitting back like, how are y'all starting conversations if y'all are adapting the conversation that we're creating at the grassroots and taking it and amplifying it? But if that's going to be your business approach and that's how you're saying that that's what's in your business plan, okay, cool. I'm going to play the game too. You know what I'm saying? But when I get ready to play the game, ain't no blackballing me. I'm going to say whatever I want to say. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's another reason a lot of these people at these brands also kind of rocking me too. From the perspective of the IG page, like, I'm not, okay, a shoe comes out. You got all the other big pages kind of like, oh, yeah, this is hard. And I'm like, I'm probably the only one like, man, this shit trash. What's the story behind it? Like, why is this out? Like, y'all just going to keep taking our money? Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? So I think, once again, it goes back to really the thought process. So going back to me not knowing, is this basketball dreams? Is this fashion dreams? Nah, this is like random thoughts we have. But now we got the platform to actually say, oh, this is my thought.
Yeah,
and you got people listening. You know what I'm saying? And also, if you see a group of people that might have that same minded thought process, it's like, okay, let's amplify their idea.
How often do you see like these larger media companies or companies in general say cap statements like, "We control the narrative of blah blah blah, the culture in Atlanta," and you're like, man, if you came to the last 10 events, you'll know, like, those kids don't know you.
All that shit is cap.
Yeah, like, how often do you see that? And like, and what are ways, like, I get passionate about that.
Yeah,
because
we can talk.
I get passionate about it because I see grassroots, I see the community. I'm outside, you know, so I see those things, and I'm like, I know who's doing what, and I can definitely see companies that step up because they have a platform. Now the world and outside communities go, oh, that's what this is. Yeah, and it's like, no, you have no idea.
It's a checkbox. I mean, it's a checkbox. It's also a conversational piece too. If it's like, if that's a trending topic for them to speak on, they're gonna say it. And I'm so locked in to it to the point where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. I'll go do it. You know what I'm saying? I think we put in enough groundwork to be respected in that space to compete with certain individuals. And I think, once again, it goes back down to, like, I'm a solution person, but it's also, like, I'm a petty nigga too now. Like, don't get it twisted. But I'm respectful with it. But it's like, I mean, just like when we dropped the beer. Yeah. Prior to that, a company that I will not announce reached out, like, hey, you should do some promo for us. And I'm like, so you want to one-off me, you know what I'm saying? Let you bring, let us co-sign, you give you the cool factor. Mm-hmm. And then from there, it's like, you don't need me anymore. Yeah. I'm cool. I'm just going to do my own. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to my guy Chase over at Contrast. We connected and literally dropped our own beer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and it was nice. Like, okay, here's our beer. You know what I'm saying? From the name to... Yeah. How you put it together from the ingredients, like, that was all us. And it's like,
yeah, you can sell.
Yeah, we can go there. You know what I'm saying? But also, it was layers in that too. It was, once again, me not really being petty, but it was more so me thinking larger. But it was also like, oh no, I think we way bigger than just we're definitely that lifestyle where we can kind of attach our name to kind of whatever and make it do what it do. You know what I'm saying? So but that was like just one of the moments where I was like, okay, yeah.
Do you see yourself as a designer?
I think we all designers, bro. Like, when you put an outfit together in the morning, you designing a look. You know what I'm saying? So,
and you design how people experience you. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Because, and going back to.
Am I a graphic designer? No.
But the reason I asked that, too, I wanted to see if you embraced that. Because I feel the same way. I feel like at a base level, no matter how you move, how you think you are a designer.
Yeah. 100%.
You know what I mean? But it's about how you embrace it. And I guess based off of your answer, I can tell you this, nigga, you are a designer. You know, if you feel me, like, just how you move and how, you know what I'm saying, how you create shit and how you put shit out, you are, like.
Designer communities, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, digital communities, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think, I would like to consider myself one.
And the way you broke down that contract or that company saying, oh, we just want you to do this, and you're like, no, you just want to use my likeness and then get rid of
you
me.
You already know.
How can you, you know, see that coming from a mile away? If you're just a young kid that's like, just did his first art show, did amazing. Now here you got a company saying, it could be anything. How do you tell him, like, yo, read between the lines on what these people are saying and what they're willing to use? Don't just look at the opportunity.
What's after this? Mm-hmm. Before you even commit to it? Like, all right, cool. I'm going to entertain this, but what's after this?
Mm-hmm.
And from there, if they don't have an instant reply, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying?
Good one.
And you know, a lot of these companies don't have that direct after. You know what I'm saying? They just trying to hit a quota.
It ain't no longer.
They got some numbers they got to hit within that quarter, and it's like, okay, we gonna use this to amplify this. And it's
there,
like,
you go.
That's my question. Like, okay, cool. This cool, but what's next? What else we got coming down the pipeline? Or let's rock with this. But I got this idea for us too. Meet me in the middle. Like, I've done a situation like that where I'm like, man, don't even pay me. Let's just make sure we get this done after this is done. Because I know that'll kind of amplify both of us at the same time.
Exactly,
you know,
That's important because I think that I've had deals on the table, big deals in those ways, and probably at the time didn't have those questions, didn't have that what's after this, because I've had so much faith in myself.
I'm gonna
flip this into a thing, but also.
But it's just good to have it in writing.
It's good to have it writing as well,
Because I used to be the same, it's like, okay, cool, I'm gonna take this moment, but it's still resources that you might want to utilize from that company.
Yeah.
So if it's like, okay, cool, let's get this in black and white. It's like, now you got a little map to kind of play around with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's just kind of where I'm at when it comes to like dealing with the bigger companies. Like, all right, it's cool. You know, because like I said, I hate one off sort of passion, bro. It's like, cool. It only take me co-signing you one time for my people that's rocking with me to continuously rock and roll with you. You got the money to sustain as many big opportunities and events throughout the year.
Yeah,
but you just need me for that co-sign. And if you retain 30% of those people that I brought to you, shit, you did your job. But now it's like, next month, I'm sitting back like, damn, it'd be hard if that company came through and jumped on board for this.
Yep.
And if we ain't had that conversation from jump,
it's up in the air.
I'm re-chasing you again. Or you're going to get hit with the, let me talk to my, I'm going to check this out and talk to my people. I'm not with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't talked to your people when you originally reached out to me. So what we doing?
It's, you know what's dope about, like, if I'm giving a perspective to a kid out there listening, right? What's dope about this journey is when you come from a certain neighborhood, a certain upbringing, this conversation, although it may seem even like, you know, right now it might be informational, like, oh, I didn't know that. Let me try to apply that next time a company reach out. It also is very innate because you know what a good deal look like. You know what some BS look like. Yeah. You know when somebody bullshitting you. Yeah. We're going to reach out to the higher ups and get back to you. Yeah. You know, that's if you said that out your mouth, you know you'd be like, I ain't reaching out to nobody. I just need to stall for a minute. Yeah. That's all it really is. But it's coded in PC and professionalism. And so you just, I'm going to be patient, you know.
And on top of that, you giving away your leverage too. Like, yeah, yeah. Like you're saying. Like
that's what I'm saying, yeah.
That's business. The most important part of business is negotiating, is having the leverage. Yep. Like
and Latif said earlier, he's like, I believe in myself. It ain't about believing in yourself. It's understanding, like you said, it's understanding that I got the leverage.
Yeah.
And right now, we the check boxes right now. So it's like, oh, we know you need us right now.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, all right, cool. While this is happening, because really, this is a moment. If we think about, like, just with everything that's happening in the world right now. Yeah. We know the check boxes, that's the cool check boxes that these corporate companies are looking for. Minorities, women's rights, and gay pride. Let's be completely honest. Yeah, those are the check boxes. They're like, okay, well, we got to do this.
Three.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, while this moment is happening and they're utilizing us, let me use y'all ass too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's just calling a spade. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm sitting there taking the conversation and calls. I'm sitting there like, yeah, this is a check box for y'all. And that's why it's always what's next after this.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, because you ain't just going to let me have my foot in the door one time.
Nah,
like, nigga, I'm in the room, goddamn. Like.
let me through there, bro. I know what's going on. I think, like I said, chess is a game, right?
Yep.
We all playing a game. Which game are you going to play? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So,
you gotta put your foot in that door.
Play Connect Four or checkers with the pieces. You know what I'm saying?
And also don't bite your tongue, too, when you have a question, when you have anything, like a pitch or whatever idea, say it. You know, say, like, I don't. Say exactly how you're feeling. Like, I don't think this is beneficial for me in the long run. How could it be? You know, how can we make it like that? Like, I feel like when you are young and get the opportunity, you don't want to speak too much because you don't want to ruin it.
For sure.
You come from scarcity. And you're I ain't about to lose this. Like, this is, they trying to give me, what, $8,000, okay? You get $80,000, you have something else. Or even, you know, and so we just got to, I like that perspective because it shows you your value, but. The dope part of that is, how did you learn your value as an individual in your life, you know?
That's a good question. I think being outside, man, and seeing people kind of, it ain't even about appreciating me, it's appreciating what was done, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we're out here affecting people, no matter if we know it or not. And also, no matter how big or large your output or reception is, it's, if two people come up to you and say, hey, man, you changed the way I look at certain shit, man, I think that's a positive at the end of the day. So, and like you said earlier about, like, entrepreneurs and stuff, like, a lot of the stores out here, I mean, the group played a presence in all that, you know what I'm saying? So, like we are immortalized, but it's like we played a significant part in where sneaker culture is within Atlanta, Georgia, and nobody can take that from us. So I think that alone writes us within that history book, you know what I'm saying? And I hate to also, like, because I'm having that conversation earlier about the whole, you know, this MJQ buy-up and all that. And it's like, so, okay, cool. That was a moment. But the people complaining about that club or whatever, so have it being gone, you have DJ collectors out here that can really establish their own joint right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's a plus within all that that's happening right now, too. So I just think it's all about, you know, I'm trying to play for tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be here for real.
Yeah.
So.
What really differentiates your community versus people like building community is economics, though. Like, that was like one of the first things you created. And within that, it's like that idea of exchange. And we here because of economics. We're here because of the barter and, you know what I'm saying, making sure money is getting exchanged. And I think that is the key to elevating any community or any idea or culture. Like, you got to have economics first. So if you could speak on that a little bit.
You said some shit then, because I'm so tunnel vision and, like, all right, what we doing next, that I didn't break it down like that. When you break it down like that, it's like you changing what's on people's tables at the crib. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, I mean, you need money to live. So it's like we affecting livelihoods. Like that's kind of crazy to say that, because now my mind's like, damn, that's kind of like, that's a little deep, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of deep, you know what I'm saying? And it's not like that, like, we're providing a product.
Nah.
Like you said, we're providing that service. Conduit of just, like, that transaction. And I think that's
And it's a safe place. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a safe place where somebody feel like I can go here, correct, buy shoes.
And feel embraced. Feel embraced, yeah, too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, like I said, and we've grown so much bigger than just, like, sneakers, man. That's why, like, yeah, our next scale out, bro, is just like, all right, I want that shit so bad. And I know it's going to work. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah, it's like, we built that space within it to be, you know, bigger than just that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen the deals happen within the city to where people out here just crushing it. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah,
all right, cool. We served that purpose. Like, we had that purpose within that space. So now it's like, all right, let's let the world know on a bigger scale. Like, hey, let's amplify this. And once again, it's all about, you know, solution too. I just know, like we're needed in that space of
problems, yeah,
where Atlanta is right now, and also where we'll be going within the next 3 to 4 years with just the city piping up right now.
Yeah. So,
yeah, even back then, ATATF created almost a membership concept, yeah, to you know, you got to earn your stripes to get in. And because it was like something, once you get in, you're like, oh, I'm yeah, in there.
That's,
you
know, one thing I did. Yes. I do wish, like, we probably could have, like, gave out. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you do get inside, I wish it was a way for us to, like, maybe give people certain, like, hard cards or something like that. But once again, that's a conversation of, you know, it's like that's an overhead conversation. So, yeah, but that's definitely one thing that we do kind of wish we kind of had a chance to kind of do. But I mean, at the end of the day, the conversation is still there, you know,
yeah,
on forever. Mm-hmm. And not saying we can still do it. I mean, it's still like yeah, 15,000 people waiting to get in, but still, you know, I still think it's a way to do it.
Man, hey, bro. So you actually have been brought up on this podcast before.
Oh, I hope in a good way.
No, definitely in a good way. I mean, in all reality, you're the godfather of bringing me and him together, brother. Like, that event at B Social.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
B Social.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The panel. That's it.
Let's get over there. So, that's crazy. That was the round table discussion.
Yeah.
Brink of 2020.
A pivotal moment, yeah, before the world COVID ended.
Yes. Yeah.
It was pivotal. Such a crazy time.
Yes.
That was a good night. That was an interesting night.
For the Atlanta design, like, that was the night. You, like, yeah, if you was not there.
Yeah, you wasn't. Was, you don't
look,
know.
Look, Jesus was black. Was there before Jesus was black. You know what I'm saying? That was a night, bro. It was a lot of tension, but it was a lot of love in
mirror,
there too.
For sure.
It was,
mirror. Yeah,
it that's definitely, what
it was. That's it was a good mirror, man. Yeah.
The family had to fight in front of, you, yeah, know, in front of people, but, you know.
We saw some grown ass kids that night, man.
Yeah, for sure. That's because the liquor was floating around. You know what, yeah, I'm saying? Yeah. I think that's maybe where we kind of dropped the ball too. We opened that open bar up.
It was a lot of people on that panel, though.
But yeah, when you think about that, bro, that's like the family reunion, bro. It's like,
for sure, that's
it's needed. It ain't even no issue. It's just like,
yeah, the uncle's gonna get the box.
Exactly.
It was crazy. Everybody that had that tension rock with each other today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that,
yeah,
just goes, nice, to show you, like, how family oriented the city is. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, that shit was like, man, I don't even know how to describe it, bro. Like, I guess the best way I can describe it is like a nuke. You know how when a nuke drop?
Yeah.
That's what that night to me was, bro. Like, not in a negative way, but in the energy was like.
That's exactly what the energy.
Because everything sparked that. Like, if you look at what everybody who was there that night, if you look at where they are right now, I don't know if anybody going in. RP, if you go, I don't know about anything like that. But as far as everybody that's here today. Yeah. But even Fred, you look at Fred. Fred, mm-hmm, got his own little store. You see him with the merch.
Yeah,
really, bro, selling out.
Yeah, it was a shift. It was that paradigm.
Wisdom with the eyewear, like, everybody is. Yeah. That was a night, man. And I want to just say, from my point of view, thank you for inviting me,
because sure,
you, yeah, I was early my design stages, and like, it was just beautiful being there that night, bro. That was
was one, man.
That was a shift.
I think being in there for me was like an honor to be on the panel, but also to meet other designers in the city. I haven't met him, you know, face to face.
For sure.
And I locked it in. You know, we locked in from
you was the youngest nigga on there talking your shit.
I was definitely the youngest.
You was talking your shit, bro.
I was trying to be like, yo, we need to give.
Yeah, you know, he was on this political shit, but, you know, people want, you know, it's just, I don't know, bro. Like I said, it was that. I look at that like when Sherman Williams came through and burnt down Atlanta. It's like, all right, cool. That problems do exist. It's okay that they exist. Let's go forward from here. And like you said, I feel like everybody within that room, because there was also, I had a conversation with someone that did not make it to the panel, and they out here doing big things. They were doing big things when the panel was happening. But mind you, when we did the panel, we had a purpose for why we were doing it, mm-hmm. and they were definitely overlooked. But mind you, we didn't have any space for the amount of people we had on the panel already.
Yeah.
So people got overlooked. But should they even piped up even more? And mind you, like I said, everybody's still cool to this day. Everybody's still network a little bit mm-hmm. tighter, but it was that Jerry Springer episode where the Jackson 5 was on it. You know
I ain't gonna lie, we need it again. We need another one.
We need another one. We set up like a talk show set.
Yeah,
cool looking, like real kind of, and really just make it dope because we need it. We need to rebuild.
There's people out here trying to like replicate that shit too. I see y'all out here. We ain't gonna talk about that.
But when they
ain't
can't
gonna do it the same.
It can't replicate the emotion, bro. Because if you think about, okay, you could think about the last mm-hmm. panel you went to. That shit ended might have awkwardly or peacefully.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nigga, this panel ended like niggas was like, damn. It was no fight or nothing, but you felt like you just saw a fight. But it evoked emotion. If it's not doing that, that ain't really. Yeah. It ain't really doing nothing.
It was the purpose.
It's needed, man. I think one of the things I wanted to see that night we left with was a directory to find everybody.
Yeah, we talked about that.
A board that just said Fred, Latif, find
everybody, and all they bring. But that I went on that hunt that night. How I found. Literally, I ended up buying a shirt from him.
For sure.
Yep. Our first conversation was like Camp an hour Creek. And a half.
You really pulled up to Camp Creek when I was on the south side.
On the south side.
Yes, sir, right at the airport. Yeah,
that shit was crazy. But it sparked me to be like, I'm hunting everybody. You
feel
me?
Bronchy,
everybody. Who are these? But also, it let me see, like, damn, it's niggas here. Doing it. And they've really been doing it before this trendy wave. And even then, that was before, to me, the trend really hit. Because after COVID, everybody's a goddamn entrepreneur. Everybody want to have a
PPP
brand.
PPP loan came
in. That's that time, though.
That time.
We would have waited a little bit later to try to. It wouldn't hit the same way.
But also the PPP loan really came through, and it was like
triple P.
I can start my dreams.
Yeah, I feel it.
Some people still worked it out. Some people just gave up after the money ran out. But you know, like that moment right there was special, and we needed it again at a heightened place.
Probably at a like some type of theater, because you know we don't want no stories feeling alienated either. Because that conversation is so much bigger than what one store may have against another store. What one person?
Yeah, that was the other part too. Yeah, there's a lot of tension with that, but it's like, bro, that's still petty. That let me know all this petty. It's pettiness and all of this shit, man.
I told you it was like you said, it's a family reunion.
It was like a family reunion mixed with a pep rally or some shit. Like, because you saw the pettiness from niggas like they high in high school.
I seen people like talking to each other.
Hey, don't talk about that nigga, man.
It's the lit, bro.
I seen people talking to each other and then like. Fuck out my face right now. On the like in the midst of it, I'm like, damn, what's going on?
All that deal was just showcase that everybody in that room was passionate about getting their point across.
There we go.
And accepting points from other people.
But before we leave that, we forgot another reason why we did that shit. Why you did that shit, Virgil.
RIP
Virgil, bro. Because was that show his first show that he did from that series of Figure of Speech?
I don't think that as far as like on, because remember they were on that little, let me not say tour. Remember he had the
he didn't went to Chicago and correct.
But nah, the representation of the city wasn't there. You know, so I was like, well,
had to make it.
That grassroots is like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. We can do our own. But I think that's what make all of us special too. When we see something not going our way, and I think this is Atlanta. It's like, all right, that's not how it's supposed to go. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what it was. So, but mind you, it's. I forget that Virgil had a term where he said, like, if you see something on a shoe that you think should be there, do it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, ain't that the same thing?
It is.
You know what I'm saying? It was just it was accepted at a larger scale, but it was, like I said, we were just trying to get to a landing point. You know what I'm saying? We'll have a conversation. You know what I'm saying? And
he's in the town. With the topic is streetwear.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? We have to, because if you don't go, this is what it is.
Correct.
People not gonna care or know.
Correct. Or even say that's us. Like we supposed to be. You know what I'm saying?
Like even situations like that. When a Virgil comes to your city, the whole streetwear industry or whatever it is directed towards that should be at the location.
He's at the high.
Yeah, like, I don't care if they're like, y'all can't come in. It's like, we going to have to talk or something.
After party for it.
Exactly. Yeah, like we need to.
Yeah,
be,
you need to connect.
This needs to be shown, because he's right here. He's going to say, look, here, let's. I know exactly how to get this, you know, or whatever, like bridge that gap, because that's your only That's how you get it. That's how it, that's how it becomes concrete.
And I think if he knew he did that, he would have respected that 100%.
Yep. Like, 100%.
Now that's right. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if you know he's not knowing based off of the point of contact that he's speaking to, that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're gonna box us out every time.
And I ain't going for it.
Yeah, no.
I think another one should come up. Like I said, we just figuring out the location. It'd be fire after how we'll let us in there and do it in there. But you know, I ain't against that, but. It's other spots in here.
This is why we work. This is right there. That's why I love this conversation, because it gives me its purpose again. It puts more batteries of purpose, because this is why we do it. Because places like the museums, places these spaces don't understand truly yet. It's almost like we're gonna co-sign for the the people BIPOC, for the gays, for the women. We gonna go ahead and do that just so we can
get it out the way. The checkbox.
Good.
Yeah, I'm
but
telling you.
No. We got to unravel that and say, no, this is why. This is also important.
Correct.
Exactly.
Because they don't get it. And it's like, fuck if they don't get it, we will get it. And we got to make it known, like, this is what it is.
We got to do our own picketing.
Well, I mean, if they monetizing off, you know, the shit, we kind of like, hey,
I mean,
why not?
We keep buying into it without, that's what I'm saying. It got to be some form of picketing or boycotting or some sort of
stance.
I wish we were that.
We ain't doing that shit.
I wish we were that unified to do it.
Yep, 100%. As you get more seasoned, and what you do, you get that passion, and you don't really play and fold about it, because in life will teach you how to set your boundaries, and then also like love yourself unconditionally in a way where you're unapologetic how you said something. Not you was an asshole, but I told you what I said what I said.
Correct.
Yeah. And that's in stone.
Respectfully.
Like, and when you get there respectfully, you'll go to these businesses and be like, I don't need shit from you. Yeah. But you're going to tell this story, because this is the only thing the kid after me has. And so, like, those are like, those give me purpose right now.
Yeah.
Great, great direction, because what I'm doing, I'm like, oh, yeah, I need all I can in this direction. Because one thing I tell myself, a voice came to me, or, you know, my intuition was like, this is not yours. And then when that came to me, I'm like, I'm okay with that. Yeah. And when it says, this not yours, you're going to do this for others, you might not get what you want all the time. But I was like, I'm fine. Yeah. I don't need it. I don't want it. I want to make sure that feeling I had in this process to even get here and sustain myself off of a lifestyle like this is always shared for whoever wants to do that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Being selfless is always a key, man.
It's always a key, and that will help with the unification of like Atlanta culture. Just like, it's not about me right now.
I think it's also a filter process too. But but I think the filter process is figuring out who has the mentality to go forward with it, but also figuring out who has the mentality to know that they are not for that as well. And I think that's more of a bigger problem than anything. It's like, because mind you, when you go to Instagram, you damn near think you can become anything when you look at Instagram.
Shit. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
who really?
This may not make sense for you to be in this position, but maybe, like, we know you may be good at gathering people. So just play that position. You may not need to play the position of sitting on the panel. You know what I'm saying? Like, things like that. You know what I'm saying? I think it's protocol. You know what I'm saying? 100%. People adapting protocol. And I think it's a gift and a curse in this way we're in, where everybody's entrepreneurs.
Independent.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a need to, almost a lust to be independent and be thriving.
Correct.
When it's like, that's, you know,
Life work.
Your assistant could be making more money than the CEO if he putting that, or whatever the fuck. Like, I wouldn't even say in that scenario, but your assistant could be making more money than, I don't know, the creative director on the team.
It's
like
process,
the creative director,
man,
looks cool, but the assistant's getting work done, and her life is sustained.
It's process.
Yeah.
It's process and knowing what you need. Because, I mean, as we sit here and talk through the Roadmaster, right? And it's three of us here. Imagine if, you know, Malcolm said, I'm here, I got everything I need, and he got his one mic. Man, we huddled around him trying to talk on one mic.
Yeah.
It ain't.
Watch out.
You know what I'm saying? We know we need three mics, so we got three mics. We make everything way more easy. Yeah. So I think it all come back down to like understanding the protocol, understanding what's needed, and also understanding where our purpose plays its service at. You know what I'm saying? So
and then baby steps.
100%.
But it's also, if you want something, you got to earn your way to that. If you want to be on that panel and really position yourself to get
again,
on that.
Say that again, though. Like,
if you want something, you got to earn your way to that.
It's that entitlement of feeling like you don't, I don't got to earn, I ain't got to.
But that's
because I can't get in?
Niggas confuse what manifestation is, though. Mm-hmm. Manifesting ain't, okay, I'm going to say this shit, and then the world better give it to me right now.
Yeah, that's
Or the world going to give it to me in a week. No, nigga, manifestation is, you saying that shit over and over and over, putting the work in, doing all the sweeping,
even when
the,
you don't want
sweeping
to.
The corners, you know what I'm saying? Getting the dirt out of the corners, the crevices, all of that. It's like, it's that intention, it's that. Yeah, like, sure, and sure. Then the universe is going to bless you from sure. There. Like,
yeah,
you
gotta. And I also think this is another, I mean, once again, it's off of all the conversations we had. I also think this is the cut in. I think there were so many people on that panel is because that situation was so overdue. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah. We can't forget this person. Yeah. Can't forget this person.
Nah. You know, it piled up.
You know, so, but yeah, nah, man of finessing.
Man of finessing?
Yeah. That's it. I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that.
Yeah, it's not going to, I love when it's like, you know, hey, you can't get in. You need to be wearing this. You need to look like this. You need to, and you hit with that. What? Fuck this club then. Fuck this whole situation. When it's like, no, man, earn your way into that lifestyle. You wanted to be a part of that lifestyle before they turned you from that door. So what's the problem? Your ego got hurt because they say you wasn't dressed right? Get over it. You got to get dressed. Like, you want to live like this? Go get dressed.
Yeah.
And people, it's that entitlement and that fear of discipline, that fear of someone telling you not enough yet. It's like that. Go to the gym. It's like, go to learn Tai Chi, learn boxing. Like, your coach going to tell you, you ain't shit right now. And don't tell me you want to go do what my boxers are doing. You're going to do the basics right now.
Yeah.
And you could cry about it like, man, I'm fired. What? Like, well, I'll see you next time you get your mind right. That's the same thing streetwear. That's the same thing with ATATS. Same thing with, like, earn your way into our community. That's the same thing with these corporations. Earn your way into our community. Respect us. And then we might be like, we fuck with y'all. But until then, like, yeah, we're going to be like, what are you doing for us? Every single step of the way. Because what are you showing? Where are your stripes? Yeah. You know, you haven't proved it.
Facts.
And you have to prove yourself sometimes. Sometimes you got to lead. You know, that's what those stories are when somebody lead those cartoon stories or whatever. They have to leave their village to become a man. And they come back proving, like, I grew, nigga. What's up? Like, right. I'm here. Yeah. Like, you have to go on that pilgrimage and find yourself and work.
That shit reminds me of niggas getting jumped in a gang.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Y'all better be glad it ain't that. It better be glad it ain't you getting your ass whooped by six niggas.
It wouldn't be a lot of brands out here.
It wouldn't be a lot of these fools out here.
For that. Yeah. That's why because to me, those are fraternities. You know, Crip Blood, whatever you want to call it.
That's
basic, like, fundamental manhood right there. Yo, earn your way in here. Like, who are you?
Is.
And then when you come over here, know what this life comes with. That's why we're putting you through this, because you think this is light, it's fun, this looks cool, you fly, you got a blue flag. No, you're going to have to live this life.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's
if you want to walk around like that and we all recognize you as being a part of this,
we respect
you're going to have to go through this. Yeah. And it's the same shit, even with fashion. Like, bruh, I can speak from Jesus was black, bro. Like, it took a lot for me to get to this point. I'm not even nowhere, for real. You feel me? Like,
man,
I ain't even hit 1,000 followers with the brand.
Let's knock them off. We got broke days. We got shit trying to figure your credit with this shit. Trying to live your life as a designer.
Bro.
Like, rent with having a girlfriend with designer.
What?
Okay, like, let's talk about it.
It's really there, bro. That shit don't go away because y'all think this shit look cool.
You got, and then you got stand on that shit. Like, your girl can make it
look good. But beyond all of that, the actual designing. You know how many brands I cultivated before I came up with that? You know what I'm saying? How many ideas? You feel me? Like, bro, how many little meetings I had with people like him, people like you, just to conceptualize some shit and then put the work in for the drop and want a nigga buy the shirt.
I came up with 100 names.
That's all of that.
I came up with Wisdom first. It was the 10th grade. I was 16. It was Wisdom. I was like, that's it. I want to do 100 more names to come back to Wisdom. Like, that sporadic, that maniacal, like, yo, this is going to be something. And everybody, I got two friends that remember that whole process, and my Spanish teacher, Ms. GB. And then once that happened, I said, I'm selling my shirts next semester, sold out. Because people was like, oh, he did it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not playing.
And they saw you in that process.
And they seen that. So I gave them the branding.
And you even in that, you earned that from them to be like, damn, we saw bro do this. We recognize. You know what I mean? And he's a part of our community. You feel me? Like, we gonna buy into this shit.
Yeah, it's us. It's not me. You know what I'm saying? It's us. And that's the same thing with giving the principal a shirt. They say, oh, you can't sell in the school. Well, the Mr. Goodwin got the hoodie on. So you tell him that. It's like, that's earn your stripes. Show respect. Like, all the times. Yeah, exactly. There you go. You got, when you low, you got to figure it out. You got to be like, damn, okay, I fucked up here, here, and here. What do I do? Oh, I got to let my ego go. Because maybe those three fuck-ups, this makes this last like option harder because my ego's on the line.
Correct.
Now you got to throw that ego out. Yeah. It's still, that's when you get the blessing. Now you're talking about blessing to the universe. The universe respects you when you... And you show respect when you break a part of you off and say, I don't need that. Yeah. They're like, oh, well, since you finally realized that, here's the rest. But it's like, that's how your mom works.
Bruh, and that shit, bruh, it really be a seed, though. Like, because you won't see that shit grow, or you may never see it grow, but when you come back, that motherfucker big as hell. You know what I mean? It's like, you just don't know. Like, it's so much stuff I did in the past to where, like, 6 months after doing it, I'm like, man, why the fuck I did that? And then 2 years later, it's like, God damn, I'm gonna remember
100%. Shit,
that's gonna be crazy. Life is crazy when you living in alignment, though. You staying consistent. And you, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing to commend you, bro. You've been staying consistent, man.
Appreciate it, man. Trying to.
Have you ever had the moment of like, I'll go back to stand on something. I'm gonna try to break this down. You ever had the moment of doing something? And that one thing you're doing is like unsettling everybody around you. Like, how you gonna live off this? How you doing this? How and you're like, I don't know, but I'm doing it. And you have to come to this ground where you're like, damn, no one showed me this path, but here's my two options: conform to what others are telling me and say maybe this is a dream, an idea, like figure something else out, or stand on something completely when you don't even know how it's about to look. And how did have you ever felt and walked that path of having to revive the belief and realize like, oh, my belief is gonna make all these other people believe?
I think subconsciously I just go. You know what I'm saying? I don't think, because at the end of the day, like, we're three individuals right now sitting here. What I may have in mind you may not understand what I have in mind. It's like, you don't know what I'm doing when I leave here. You know what I'm saying? So I never kind of, I'm super, 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 super locked in on, if someone is telling me no, my first mindset is to say, they're telling me no because they want to do it. And it's not like because that's the actual case, but it's more so like that just gets me into like competition mode. Like, I like turning these into competition. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, cool. He respects me, but it's like, from a competitive perspective, I think that goes back to like playing sports and stuff. It's like, we gonna shake hands after we hoop, you know what I'm saying, or wherever. So I have it, but it's like, I don't know. I think it's a certain dopamine that you get when you out there competing, because we all compete. We compete with life in general.
And when you like when you got that dog in you, it's like it's a certain high. It's like oh shit, them niggas don't know I'm getting in their bag. It's a whole different euphoria that comes with that shit. Like you talked about earlier, playing basketball, bruh. That shit is really like a bicycle, bro. Because especially when you get older, you realize it's all mental for real. And it's like, nigga, out of breath, but really I can't.
Patience, being a little bit more focused on what you're wanting to do rather than just being in action. But yeah, man, I just think it's always just about like, if I believed in something, number one, any idea that I'm gonna say out loud is like, I'm locked in
on that.
Unless I'm actually talking to somebody who I just fully respect. And when it is that conversation, is, hey bro, what do you think about this? I become receptive to like the pushback. But if I'm saying the idea to where it's like, man, I'm about to do this.
This is what it is.
You know what I'm saying? So like, just like right now, when this coming out?
We don't know, bro. You really, right, you so really, you really one of them niggas, bro. So we gonna really.
So check this. by the time this dude come out, y'all will see us rolling out Kickchella. All
right,
you know what I'm saying? So like, when I say it's an idea that I've already lined in. Like, okay, I've been working on that. Now it's time to go. You know what I'm saying? So like, it ain't the, man, I'm gonna say this out loud and let them push back. I'm like, I already got the. Boop, boop, boop. It's already lined up. The contract signed.
We ain't
like
really gonna drop it to
that. But that's what it is. Like, man, we plotting. It goes back to the first conversation we were having. Strategy, bro. That's everything. It's like strategy, also knowing, and really we in Atlanta, so it's just knowing how Atlanta works. It's like, all right, cool. You say something about it. You say you're doing this within Atlanta. You know it's gonna hit that certain your circle of friends. If it's a good idea, it's gonna hit that outer circle, and then that outer circle gonna hit you like, damn, bro, why ain't tell me about this? But by the time you hit me with that, here go another rollout for you that I'm already
exactly.
And it's like, hey, bro, you ain't peeped this, you know what I'm saying? So like, that's just what it is, bro. And it's like, before I put any type of energy out into the universe on what I'm about to do, I done kind of already did my due diligence with my own self. Like, is this shit going to work or is it not going to work?
Man of finesse.
You know what I'm saying? Always. always. So, you know, like I said, when we was at the event the other day, in my mind, I'm sitting back like, damn, this is what we doing this at. Mm-hmm. But it's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that right there, Sneaker Con is symbolic to first time I probably even ran into you.
Yeah.
And then also just the mind state I was in back then. Cause I'm in Sneaker Con now, we just did it together. I'm like, man, this used to be everything to me.
Yeah, for sure.
Like everything. Now I'm like, man, I'm bigger in a different way. Yeah. Not bigger than this, but I have a bigger view.
Yeah,
and it's
just,
it's crazy to be in that same stance.
It's agenda for you now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I need to be in agenda, not Sneaker Con. But Sneaker Con is like the demographics of Sneaker Con. And this is a layered conversation as well beyond that. And this is something they got to figure out. I don't give out free information to people that are monetizing. So that's something they got to figure out. But like from a perspective of you showing up, you didn't have too many things to do there after you kind of circled around. Therefore, there comes to someone providing a solution for things like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's why you got to have, you know, those things that kind of are ready to rock and roll.
Man, to be honest, I saw some real lame niggas out there. But shout out to Sneaker Con, man. I had fun, man.
You got to think about just where sneaker culture is right now, bro. It's popularized.
This shit weird, bro.
$5,000.
You want to go back to 06? Be honest.
I'm going to keep it a buck with you. Like, no. It's just because at the end of the day, man, it's like, I'm so out of like the. Cause you said it's Sneaker Con, but I'm so away from the sneakers now, bro. Mm-hmm. Like it's like, all right, cool. I had my fun with it. Now it's like, it's everybody's trying to monetize off that. Like, and the thing with Sneaker Con as well is like another reason you probably felt like that as well is because you got to think about where we are with the economy too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a lot of people that were just like, I can read body language, bro. I'm seeing folks in there like, yeah, bro, you hurting. You pay $600-$700 for this table.
They're looking at you.
Yeah, like, bro, I hope you buy something. Because it's like, number one, you already $700 in the hole.
Yeah.
So you got to sell $700 worth of stuff to get out that, you know what I mean? If you paid that for the table.
Man.
So it's like, all right, where do you go after that? But it's also like, shit ain't moving like that no more.
Nah,
so it's about to hit a bubble, and that bubble going to burst. And I think those that are passionate about it will be here continuously. And those that aren't passionate about it will shift and go over to trading cards and NFTs like they've been doing.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is. Like those are the vultures.
Mm-hmm.
It's like vulture off this.
Like, get on out of here.
You know. And once again, I was complaining about it, like, damn, but it's like, man, it's life, bro. This is just what it
they'll
is.
They'll be back when it rises again. Yeah. They'll be back again.
But now when they come back around, it's like, all right, cool. Where do we fuck up the first time?
Yeah.
Let's make this gate a little bit stronger.
Shit, it's our fault. We made this shit look cool, man.
So,
really, it's KO fault. Really.
it ain't my fault, bro.
Bro, what are you talking about, man? That nigga's tripping.
Nah, man. We just try to be the conduit for people to enjoy themselves and also find themselves too. Yeah. Like,
what's your favorite memory with ATATF community?
My favorite memory with the community, man. I just like when you find yourself being a service to other individuals, man. Like anytime you see that. That's a favorite moment to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And also when I get calls of people being in other states, other places. Like I was speaking to my homie that was in Vegas and he had on ATATF socks. He hit me like, bro, this random dude in Vegas just came to me talking about the group. He not even from Georgia, none of that. And mind you, we're an Atlanta-based company, but it's just like, oh yeah, we gotta keep going. So like I get the favorite moments every time that happens because it's like, oh yeah, this shit is working. You know what I'm saying? Like this shit is working and it's so much more trajectory upwards to go, man, and like, I don't have a favorite moment because every time that happens, that's gonna be added to like the file of favorites. You know what I'm saying?
That shit kinda
like on your phone, you got an album that's called favorites. Like I got those
moments. I feel that.
Yeah.
Feel
man, that. However, one thing I'm excited about is the future of Atlanta and however this unravels because it's just I see the seeds that have been planted 2009 to now. And also you could reflect and see from watching what Kanye with his team or you've seen examples of these things and it's exciting to see how this city is gonna be in a minute because it's a lot of the seeds we planted and also the new perspectives of what's needed. What do creatives need right now? What is the community looking like? What are the nerds like? All those things are if you're in here you get it.
This is like opening Pandora's box, right? Mm-hmm. Because the seeds that are planted, they're planted so all over the place that it doesn't build any structure.
Right, yeah.
It's not even a garden.
It's
weeds.
Yeah, that shit is. Honest, you know what I'm saying? Man, that's so real, bro.
Because I'm just sitting back like, okay, he working. But it's like, where does that go to when it's time for these people from LA to come buy up the blocks and not? Because they're not playing on who we need to network. Yeah. They playing with the, hey man, how much money this shit gonna take?
Yeah.
I mean, like, how much money this shit gonna take? Who do we need to pay, and how do we get this shit done? So my thing is, the seeds that are being planted, I don't think they're not being planted in a line. Right place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
To random gardens
and shit like that. Like, it's just all over the place. All right, okay, cool. And but that's the thing about Atlanta, is like, we all fuck with each other. We all fuck with each other from a distance.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I think in the long term, it's going to play a huge effect, because it's like, really, it ain't about what you got going on in Atlanta. It's about what you got going on globally.
Yeah.
Who recognize you globally? Like, you know what I'm saying? Can I go out of Atlanta, people know what ATATF is? Like, I think that's how people need to be approaching these next 5 years if you're in Atlanta, bro.
Yeah.
Because Atlanta's, it's only but so much of a ceiling you can hit here. But not that ceiling's slowly rising, but it's not, it's rising from a threshold to where it's peaking, to where it's like, it's going to peak, but it ain't defining where you need to be aiming at. Like, you need to be aiming a little bit wider now. Now it's like, okay, cool. Chattanooga, Florida, you know what I'm saying? Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina. I think those are the focal points in kind of where we need to go. Because I'm sitting back watching this shit, and also just like the people that are in charge and certain shit, I'm like, man, that shit ain't even about to work. And that's just me literally seeing it off experience, and just also being great at foreshadowing things, you know what I'm saying? And also just how they about to build Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the great thing about the group. Like, crazy story, like, some of the highest developers, like the big developing corporations that kind of own majority of the real estate in Georgia, like, some of these people work for these companies in the group. So hearing those conversations and knowing where they about to go is like, okay, yeah, it's time to stamp the flag down for sure. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Real. Because because I played the whole, like, all right, man, we need to click up and woo-de-woo-de-woo. And it's like, really, everybody mentality ain't understanding no click up. You got a lot of people that want to be the front of everything. Mm-hmm. You got everybody that want to be LeBron. My mind state is like, how can I find a LeBron of every position? So who's the LeBron James-ish of this point guard position? Who's the LeBron James of this shooting guard position? Et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm anxious to see where everything circle back around and everybody come back to, yo, we need to work together. The same people that was on some, like, I'm turning my cheek and kind of like not even, you know what I mean? To, all right, we need to click up now.
That shit is strange, bro. Cause it makes me think of, like, how did Donda do it, bro? Cause if you look at it now, all of them niggas is front men for whatever they're doing.
I'll say
but
this.
But at the time, they had a united front.
It was just together. Every time you saw them, it was together, bro.
Yeah. And I was gonna say, it had probably a goal at first. You know, we're gonna Kanye's gonna blow. Kanye, let's get this job.
He was
done.
The focal point. They knew he was the front guy. You know what I'm saying? And you respect that. You know what I'm saying?
You know who told us this? Legend Maya Bailey. He said, "Do one first." You know?
Yeah, he's been told us
do
that.
Do one thing first, but everybody work at that one thing. Yeah,
for sure. I think we've been doing good so far though. After he gave us that advice.
Sure. Yeah. Never sway from OG's advice, especially that OG.
100%.
Because
you want to be a sponge.
Now the city got to do it though. The city.
Mm-hmm. It ain't gonna happen.
It's challenging. I'm purposely
saying it.
Not saying that, nigga.
No. I'm saying it because I want him to prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. I think y'all should start doing the same thing. Because y'all know what y'all bring to the table. Yeah. But if you sit here and say, hey, yeah, we should do this, and it's like, niggas, I'm like, yeah, we should do that.
Because your niggas never respond to the
shit. Really some lame niggas in the city.
Niggas never respond to the shit you say until you say it indirectly.
Yeah, they.
And then make it pop.
You gotta make them think it's their idea.
You gotta make them. What are you talking about, bro? Like, me? Nah, I support the community, nigga.
But I can sit here and say, nah, it ain't gonna work. But also, I'm the same guy that'll sit in one of these big brands here in the city and say, y'all probably should go rock with them over there. I'm gonna always do my due diligence in that space. Like, I'm not one of those, and then come to me and say, hey man, can you build an engine? And I'm gonna say, yeah, I can build it. I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna say, nah, my boy build engines. Hey, go his contact information. Hit me if you know that don't happen in Atlanta. That's why I say it ain't gonna happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm talking way bigger than just like the streetwear aspect, because the streetwear aspect, man, that shit ain't even, that shit damn, that shit watered down now. If we keep it 1,000, You know what I'm saying? Like, I respect everybody that got something going on, but that shit, like, all right, cool.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's kind of, things change. It's evolved. So that's why you have to evolve with the time. What are you saying? What are you building? What's your lifestyle? What are you saying? You know?
Purpose. But what's this purpose, you know?
But like, that's in history.
Yeah,
your purpose, sure. If you don't have a purpose, you get watered down eventually.
And I take that back. It's two sides of that. But if your purpose is to go viral and to be cool, that ain't... Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
is that respected as a purpose?
Yeah, no, yeah, you gotta have like a vision. You gotta have like one of the things Malcolm just said. I look back at shit I did and was like, why the fuck I do that?
Nigga had a vision though. Yeah, yeah. Like, I always had a vision.
Again, trying to get shit done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It is what it is. Like, hey man, I need to
just do shit.
Wait, I mean, bro, you go back to everybody got their own life to fulfill. So if your thing was I want to go viral and you did that shit, you did. You manifested what you wanted.
So that's why I'm saying, like, it ain't going. You know, it might not work.
It ain't gonna happen because, until I see it.
Yeah, and the few that
I wanted to happen.
I hate that. Malcolm face is like that's exactly how I feel.
What made me think about it is like when you got a homie. That play, so you going to high school, right?
Yeah.
You fuck with your team winning, but you got a homie that play on the opposite team.
Yep.
And you like, you tell that nigga, man, y'all ain't gonna win, but you really fuck with that nigga. Yeah. You might want him to win. You might not be mad if it's a state championship.
I got bust your ass, bro. I got bust your ass.
Yeah, I know you do, but I'm saying, I can see what you're saying. It's like a weird dilemma. Like, you're passionate about understanding your perspective, so. Nigga, you like, man, if I see some shit and that shit wrong, I know it's gonna be, I know it ain't gonna work. But in your heart of hearts, you like, but still, man, if it happened, nigga, I might cry.
you're right. But also, man, I spent so much time like talking to individuals like, bro, this would need to happen. Mm-hmm. This would need to happen. And you just sit back and it's like, man, this shit ain't about to happen. He playing around.
It really is difficult, though. It's a difficult task.
But I also know why. It's because people have never been outside of Atlanta to realize how small... Yeah, Atlanta really is. What's going on, you know what I'm saying?
That's 100%.
Like this is the perfect time. Like within the next 4 to 5, I'm telling y'all, you're gonna remember this. Within the next 4 to 5 years, everybody that really think they popping like that are gonna be out here struggling to probably attach themselves to some people that ain't even wasn't even here right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I'm telling you. That's what's about to happen. We're like, man, Atlanta about to be some New York. It's just like you go to New York right now, you know how hard it is. Mm-hmm. To try to implement yourself into that circle of like, just like, oh, that's where your name is being brought up in rooms when you're not in rooms.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Atlanta ain't like that right now. You can go hard in Atlanta for a month right now, and everybody can be talking about you in a month.
Mm-hmm. If you with the right people, that's true.
Man, bro, it ain't about to be that shortly, dog. I'm telling you. That's why I'm like, man, it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah. And then Atlanta really came out.
The things I'm from here, you know what I'm saying? Like you think about. Even in the music world of, you know, like you got like that's it's gatekeepers in that space too. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta kick down them doors, but that we don't even got no gates up over here. This shit just kinda like shit. Get in where you fit in.
Get in where you fit in.
Southern hospitality, you know, the table's open, sit down.
It's like
a lot of weeds in the South.
That's a lot of weeds.
I feel like Atlanta's like click up and hope your click pop.
100%. Yeah, 100%. And the thing is it's people clicking up and it's like, man, y'all really not that fire because you become that big in this small pond here.
Yeah.
And now you start treating and looking down at other people.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, okay, well, that shit, at the end of the day, that's always gonna be a full circle moment.
We didn't ran in many of them.
But that, I mean, I think that's why we do the podcast though, because it's like, nigga, we not even really no clique. We just some real people. Like, we're just real individuals, and then we not closed off to talking to people.
Correct.
So it's like, if I see you in real life and I feel like I fuck with what you're doing, I'm like, yo, let's do a pod, bro. Because it's like, nigga, we might not be actively building a community, but we building memories with people that are influencing the culture. Yeah. You feel me? And starting conversations. Like
Free Wisdom was designed because of, like, you be in Atlanta and you, like, go to a homie's pop-up, but you don't know him. And so I created a platform because I'm like, I just want to know you.
You had that conversation.
I bought your shit a few times. I fuck with it. It's hard, but who are you? And not like, who are you? Who am I buying from? Like, man, no, where you come from? How did you start this? Share that, you know, because that those moments is staple now. Now people can go, oh, I can learn about Blase.
Yeah.
And then also now we know when we see each other, it's like, yeah, we chopped it up. You know, we know how this is, and also what we need to be doing. Like back to what KO said, because it needs to be some type of
infrastructure.
It has
it
to
don't
be.
Exist. Because that's what I'm saying. I'm telling y'all. I know. I done spent countless of just like, damn, bro.
Just really looking at it.
That's how you make wealth. Bro. That's how you make wealth by structure. You find the structure, and then now we sustain.
When was the point where you said, oh, okay, nah, bro, fuck this shit?
Man,
that's the voice in your head. It's a real street nigga,
bro. Damn, bro. I'm trying to think of that time. I done said it so many times in the past X amount of months. But my thing is, like, mind you, like, I'm not even the, like, if I say something, it's like I already got the solution in mind. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, fuck that shit. I'm gonna just keep locking on what I gotta lock in on.
Yeah.
But when I'm saying it, it's more so like my attachment is attached to, like, when you talk to me, you're talking to 40,000 people. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little bit different with me, but it's like, man, I'm just kind of stay locked in on when I need to stay locking in. But I also know the problems when it comes down to like the infrastructure that's needed. So imagine if there was this infrastructure. How do you amplify the infrastructure? There's no media amplifying the infrastructure. So I was like, all right, well, cool. Let me do what I think I'm here for to do. You know what I'm saying? What my purpose is, and hopefully I can just keep
chipping at it.
And let it be known that I'm going to be always here to kind of supply whatever is needed to kind of amplify if we do get to that solution. But, man, like, I don't know. I think, and I can only speak for myself, it's just when you just sit back and just see how people kind of like, I don't know, because I guess you consider us like in that media space, and that's why I think we're about to scale out too, fully, like as a real Atlanta representative, not owned by nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's what makes us authentic, but I just think it's, man, I just sit back and see, like, the game that's being played. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look at Instagram and you see the plays they're going on Instagram, and it's like, what?
Instagram got your bitch. Instagram got your bitch.
You wow, man. They say you just sit back and see the moves that are happening, and you just don't see any connections to them. It's just like, all right, you just did that just to do it.
Yeah.
On to your next move, right?
Man, that is Instagram making life weird, bro.
You know what it does? It's media. So it's like social media teaches me what the news has been doing for decades.
Yeah.
And so everyone's doing that for their life. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to give you just what I want to give you right now. And it's unfortunate because it ties into our city. It's like once you have something that works, you begin to shun other people out. And sometimes it's not even working yet. You just think you've gotten a little traction, and you're like, we're the shit, you know, because you want it so much. Like, some people just want to be heard, fame, or like the scene, and they get there, and then it's like, why'd you do all that, you know? And it didn't even work, and it's like, where is this going tomorrow, you know? But social media ties into that so well because it creates a false narrative of what you stand for and the work you actually do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an actual, you know, what we do with Wisdom and NREP culture and those things we did was actual work, like, and still got shunned for it. Still got like, you ain't doing it. You a man. You can't do that. But we did the work, like the real on the ground level communication, eye to eye level work. And I seen what you really get from actually doing the real work. You get the bash. And so when I see things happen, I'm like, they're not really doing it because it looks too pretty. It's not that easy. Yeah. I know it. But all that to say, like, I've been, as I started this, always like grounded on what I'm actually saying and doing, purpose driven, and finding a way how we really do this thing, not just pretend to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was the beginnings of Wisdom. That was the beginnings of ideas. Like, all of us in the room, yo, we gonna be the real thing. Me, Fresco, Danny, whatever. We gonna be the real thing, like, talking about this. And then actually doing it, I'm like, oh, damn. We went to the city and we see a lot of people that don't. They got this stature. They got this money. But they're not even doing
really
it.
Really don't, yeah.
And it definitely makes you feel a little self-conscious, or like, it keeps you on your track, but it also makes you go, damn, if we do it like that, we can win faster.
Mm.
And we never do that, but we see it. And it's unfortunate. So thinking of all that, and then you think of like, how are we gonna unify? It is. That's why I was sitting on your side, because I'm like, fuck it. I seen this, man. But
it ain't, you know, even a win though, bro. Because it's still, it's so everything's so divisive, bro. I feel like the more you tap into the ill shit in Atlanta or whatever city you in, where it'll help you come up faster, like that shit is toxic most of the time. That shit is like, that shit ain't, it might be a win for your pocket, a win for your perception, but it ain't a win for your spirit. You know what I'm saying? You really done lost. Like,
that's what you doing at tomorrow? You know, we sat down with Za, and he was like, and we keep bringing up Za, because he just like, I ain't taking, he worked with a company, and he's like, I don't do traditional contracts. And they're like, okay, what do? I do compassion contracts. We're going to work with me. We're going to change how we deliver these contracts of bartering to each other. I do something for you to do something for me. No, we're going to make it like in a different strategy. And I'm asking him like, you're going to miss a lot of deals like that. You know, like the people not understanding that yet. He's like, that's not my problem. That's my goal.
That's his roadmap, though. Yeah. I mean, that's what I was saying earlier. That's the what's next. You know what I'm saying? That's the same thing. That's really the way it's supposed to go. Because you think about it, them folks, bro, it ain't that, bro. Yeah. It's like, I got a friend that does this. I'll put you in contact with him. He'll get it done for you. Like, that's bartering. Like, it ain't always about the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, cool, you want to give me this amount of money for this programming or this push of this campaign, but it's like, we need money to live, but it's like, I'm building something as well. You want to utilize what I'm building to push your shit. Like, you really taking me off track, if you being honest. Don't pay to take me off track. Give me that resource so I can also synonymously work with whatever you need to get done. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a way to partner up. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about partnering. Like, how do we partner up? You know what I'm saying? So, like,
longevity.
Like, I can't stand one-offs. And it's sad to see, because, like I say, we can stay within the sneaker space. You got people that are doing shit for sneakers. Like, fam, you did that for just so they send you a pair of $200 sneakers, because you get them from the company that make them. When I break it down to them like that, they're like, damn. Bro, I'm like, yeah, because I'm like, I know if you actually wanted that pair of sneakers, you're going to go buy that pair of sneakers. No matter if it's resale or not. Your resale ain't going to hit over $500. So you mean to tell me what you did for them, all that shit you did, that content creating, you did that for $500? In the resale space, and that's if you don't hit it for retail. So, AK, you did that for $200.
Like, no, you need a position in that company. Now,
it's like, what we doing, bro?
Partnership now.
What are we really doing? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What's this is just a revolving circle, bro. And it's like, ain't nobody owning shit. It's just we just lost in the sauce. We swimming. We making the swim. Like, we backstroking, making that shit look good. But it's like, what are we really doing here, bro? Like, what are we really doing here?
Just trying to look cool.
That's it. It's like, I can't wait to throw this on my IG. Okay. Okay. Now what?
It's real, yeah.
That ain't even a platform that's built by us.
Nope.
Yeah.
So once again,
Instagram got your bitch. Instagram got your bitch.
Hey, it's real. It's real, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man. Look, bro. We had an hour 30, man. We're gonna hit you with the last question. Is that cool with you, Latif?
That sounds like a plan, man.
All right, bro. So, KO, any last free wisdom you want to give to the people?
Do you fuck what everybody else say?
You heard that shit, nigga.
That's it. That's it, man. I can't do the gassed up, long winded stuff no more, man. I'm so in a zone right now, man. Yeah. I'm just like. Cause it, if you ain't getting in right now, bro, you about to be.
And if you don't know what that means, this probably ain't the advice you need to be hearing right now. Anyway, you need a counselor. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need. Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with going to get counseling.
Nah, that's real.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's real.
But yeah,
but all information ain't for everybody. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you may have to look back 5 years. I'm like, oh damn, I do remember my mom Duke saying that. Like,
I'm just done tap dancing, bro. I'm like, I'm like, yo, what else y'all want me to do? And I'm also finding myself like waiting for people to clap. I'm waiting to get a clap from certain people. I'm like, man, this ain't how this shit's supposed to work. That ain't
you saying like you waiting to get your flowers from them?
No, not the flowers. It's like, damn, what the fuck y'all want? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, I mean, because we're out here doing things that these other, and this is also like So when you see other contemporaries doing things, they may get approached with certain things to do, and it's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, but mind you, I think I guess that's what makes our story a little unique, you know what I'm saying? But also I have to look at myself as well. It's like, what am I not doing right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but it's like, that. Yeah. But that's why I say I'm so much in the zone, bro. It's like, oh no, nah, like just they don't really moving. Nah. And I just make you pay for it in the long run.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because mentally, I'm going to have them notes. Like,
you sound like your boy Bart, bro. Bart hit us with that. Bart said, man, look, man, I'm petty, man. Like, if I ask you for something, it's because I know you got it. And if you tell me no, I'm going to remember that shit because I know you're going to need me.
You remember that shit word for word.
Hey, Bart, my nigga, wow. I remember Bart, that shit. Yeah,
Bart don't be bullshit.
He don't fuck around, man. You can learn a lot from Bart.
Yeah. It's real. Like I said, I mean, had my space in so many spaces to where it's like I was in these spaces long enough to like learn some stuff real fast. It's like, okay, I'm playing the game. I'm here to play the game. And IRL, we back open outside now. So now I was like, all right, cool. Let's come play. Cause I ain't even started using like my spades and shit yet. Like I wanted to start using my spades right before COVID hit, but it's like, oh no, it's time to play the spades now. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I feel you.
So, and that's why I say like, man, shit, that unifying and all that, I ain't seeing it happening.
What I do though, I do appreciate how, you know, the teams in the city embrace you, bro. You know, mm-hmm. I feel me. I do, and I see how you embrace them too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what I will say is that shit is admirable, because when you look at cities like LA and Philly and Boston, like the people embrace Golden State. You know what I'm saying? When they win or some shit, the whole city is affected by that shit.
Yeah.
And the one motherfucker I see always affected by some Atlanta shit is this nigga right here, man. So I say I appreciate you, man. We need more of that, because that's really what I think is the missing piece to what you're saying will never happen. It's like that passion for the city, that care. Passion for each other, you know what I mean? And just respecting what's going on.
Yeah, man. Last of all, Heekins, man. I'm out here. Really, like I said, I'm here for everybody. That's the thing. Like, as much as I, you know, say and talk shit, but it's like, man, I'm really here for everybody. I don't thrive without the community. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, same. I'm here as a representation of everybody, and I'm always here to like lend that hand to other people. And like I said, man, I find myself like, goddamn, like. I hate to double back. I know you said we're at a minute 30, but like I can dive back on one little hint.
No, mm-hmm.
Like,
take your time.
Like we did the wear your fucking shoes shit, right? I know y'all saw the wear your fucking shoes shit, right? The city took that shit for granted. Like I'm like, yo, none of these stores wanna like, this is like release, this could be a release procedure at anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
eBay come out with the wear your kicks. And they did this shit. And I made a post, but I'm like, yo, y'all really took, y'all be taking shit we do for granted. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I mean, I hear it all the time. Like, I mean, my people at Nike, my people at Jordan, some of the other companies, like, yo, if you was in New York or LA, bro, like, y'all would be way the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? But also, it's like, and that's another reason I say, man, Atlanta ain't gonna get this shit. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna get it till somebody else come in and do it. And they're like, damn, old Atlanta this, old Atlanta that. But I'm like, I'm off all that old Atlanta shit. Like, like, what, like, fuck all that old Atlanta shit. Like, let's be like,
nigga, we Atlanta, nigga.
Yeah, like, come on, bro. Like,
even what, that new Atlanta shit that. It's another. We ain't gonna talk about them, bro. All of that. It's Atlanta, man. Like
it's time for new flags, bro. Stamp new flags. Like,
yeah.
Are you going to advocate for owning shit, or are you going to keep screaming, "Old Atlanta, old Atlanta"?
Yeah.
Which one? It can't be both. Which one is it gonna be?
It gotta be something.
Who? Never mind, bro. No.
It's too fresh.
We'll come back later. Yeah.
We'll come back later to it, man. For KO, sure. Thank you for being on the show, man. It's an honor to have you.
Yes, bro.
You
know, indeed.
You pioneered a lot of, entrepreneurial careers in Atlanta. And one is my own, you know. So thank you, man.
And mine as well, man. So
fire.
For real, bro.
I appreciate y'all having me, man. Keep up the good work. Keep talking to those that got the message, because we definitely out here listening, and it's definitely somebody out here that need it.
Yeah, man. Tell them where they can find you at, man.
Find me outside, bro. Fuck all that. At OUTSIDE, outside.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Nigga, we outside.
Free wisdom.
It's nigga trying to rap. Why is this shit a stack? Nigga.